Congrats to Orion Samuelson. 60 years here at WGN. We'll miss you, Big O. I don't know.
Hey.
You got to feel good about this, though, but you can still turn back. You can still turn back.
Yeah, I can, and I probably will, because I have a good friend. We're the same age, and we're born in 1934 in the month of March, and he tried to retire three times and flunked all three times, so I don't know if I'll be able to be any more successful, because I tell you what, the people, you know, I'm filling out this long list of names of people that I've worked with, beginning with you, but going all the way back to Franklin McCormick, who worked all night and who was always in the studio when I came in at 5 o'clock in the morning to do the show, and the many other people, Uncle Bobby and Wally Phillips and Spike Odell and Stephen Johnny and Eddie Schwartz, so many great people, and who became good friends, because that's nice when you can say, yeah, I worked with those people and they're good friends of mine, and so let me add your name to the list to have it there.
You know, I grew up listening to you like so many people listening now, and you're such a trusted voice in our household. We weren't a farm family. I was a city kid, but it didn't matter. And I know I had to laugh because you're talking to John Williams about how the farm wives would yell at their farm husbands to tell them to be quiet because I got to listen to Big O. He's got the farm report. And my dad, even though we were a city family, he'd drive me to school. We'd listen to you in the morning. Of course, WGN, it was on from the second my dad woke up. And we'd listen to you. And I'd be like, I'd ask something like, Dad, what's a farm future? And he'd be like, quiet. Orion is talking. I got to listen. And he had to absorb your every word. And that was the command you had. But I mean, you're such a humble person. And yet everybody, there's a trusted reassurance about hearing your voice. And when I had the chance to work with you when I first came over here, I was like, my gosh, he's exactly as I had thought and hoped. You know, you were always making everybody better on the team. You were handing me stories. You're like, Anna, did you see this? And I thought, wow, he takes such an interest in everybody and everything. And it's just, you're amazing. Amazing.
Well, I think you and me and all of the other people in this industry have a normal curiosity that maybe goes farther than a lot of other people. And so the only reason you can learn more about a person or about a subject is to ask questions and then listen to an answer. I guess maybe the one complaint I would have about some fellow journalists today is the fact that they're not good listeners. They're good questioners, but they're not good listeners, and you have to hear what people are saying to be able to respond to them, whether you agree with them or not, but you've at least got to hear them.
I know you've been talking to so many of us, and you will be because you're here till the end of the year, but Orianna, there's so many things you've witnessed over time here, so many things you've done. Out of the top 10, does any one come to mind about something that just is just a great moment or a moment you'll remember forever?
Well, the moment I'll remember, and probably the worst moment, was the day I'm doing the noon show, where I think it was called Country Fair at the time, back in 1963, and I'm reading the weather forecast at noon, and Gene Doretti, the newsman, comes running in to the studio and lays in front of me on the desk a yellow piece of United Press International Newswire paper that announced that John Kennedy had been shot and was no longer with us. So I'll never forget that day because the whole world changes.
Orianna, I don't mean to interrupt you there, but I think we actually have that audio we pulled, and I'd love to hear it. Is that okay? We can hear the actual audio.
Yeah.
Kenneth Wallace, secretary of the Illinois Milk Producers Association, reported today that directors were re-elected at the association's annual meeting in Chicago on Wednesday. Here is a bulletin from WGN News just handed me. President Kennedy has been shot and seriously wounded. Kennedy was shot at just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. A photographer on the scene said he saw blood on the president's head. I repeat this bulletin from WGN News. President Kennedy has been shot and seriously wounded. Kennedy was shot just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. A photographer on the scene said he saw blood on the president's head. This has been a bulletin from WGN News. WGN News will keep you posted on the latest developments as quickly as they are received.
So calm and cool under pressure there. That is such a major moment in history, Orion. It had to just be nerve-rattling.
Yeah, it was, because I read it while I was doing the weather forecast verbally on the air, but I read it and I thought, that's not a funny joke to play on somebody who's on the air, because that happened frequently where they'd set the news on fire when you were reading it and do things like that. But I looked up into the control room and I saw Gene Doretti, who was the newsman who brought it in. I saw his face, and then I realized, no, this is not a gag. This is not something funny. And of course, at that time, we didn't have the instant news that we have today. And so we turned on the television to CBS News and then watched Walter Cronkite and had to wait watching him to find out the story and how it was going to end. Meanwhile, what do you do? Because we couldn't play music, which we would normally do when we get that kind of news, but we had to have a union musician in the studio to play the records, because that was part of the contract. And so I couldn't go to music. So what did I do? I kept reading the weather forecast and watching Walter Cronkite to find out what's going on in Dallas, and of course we did. But finally, the record turner, Fred Turner was his name, he did get out of lunch and back into the studio, and so then we went to music and stayed there for as long as I was on.
I thought you were going to say read the Ag Report over and over again. Orion, can you stick around for just a second here, because we have a couple folks who want to say hello to you. Do you have just a few
more
minutes?
Okay, I'd be happy to. I love to talk to people.
Short-timer Orion Samuelson, set to retire at the end of the year after 60 years here at WGN, a WGN treasure. And Big O, we got a couple folks on the line here who'd like to say hello to you.
Okay, but I tell you what, before that, people are never alone when they do what I have done. So let me thank Max Armstrong and Bill Mason and John Almberg, who have been my associates during my career at WGN. But most of all, let me thank Lottie Kern. She was my producer for 34 years and traveled with us to a lot of the events that we'd go to, county and state fairs. And I just want to take the opportunity to say that I wouldn't be where I am if it weren't for them.
Reason number 5,000 why we all love and admire you, Orion, how gracious you are about everything. So thank you for mentioning that. David, go ahead. You're on WGN.
Hi, Orion. Congratulations, and God bless you all for all you've done. Just a quick thing. I have the best in-laws anybody could ask for, but my father-in-law is one of the worst to buy for, and it's probably been, what, 8-9 years that we've met you at Barnes & Noble over in Spring Hill Mall.
Oh, yes.
And,
right.
and you signed your book for us, and he could not be happier about that. Let me tell you, it just made his day. And if I could ask one more question, not to bring up sad news. I remember waking up, 22 years ago, when Uncle Bobby was signing off, and he read his Things I've Learned as I've Aged.
Yes.
And I have used that so oftentimes. Orin, can you confirm, and I'm almost crying now too. Did he not ask you, hey, Orin, let's go fly. I'm going to go fly today. And you were supposed to go with him, but something happened that you couldn't. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is very true, because, you know, he would come into the studio as I was signing off from the morning show. And we'd always visit about a subject or two. And at this the particular day, he said, tell you what, I'm going flying today. Well, you want to come along? And I said, Bob, I have to do the noon show. You know that I can't be away during the noon hours, so I would love to, but no, I can't do it. And so, of course, he went. I didn't, but I did hear the story when I walked through the newsroom later in the day.
Yeah.
So, sad day.
Absolutely. Josh, go ahead. You're on WGN. Got something to say to O?
Yeah, I have a question for him. What do you plan to do, Orion Samuelson, after you retire? What are your plans?
Well, I keep visiting with a lot of friends. My wife, Gloria, who has worked with me all these years, and I will probably do some things, because quite a few years ago, we built a home in Scottsdale, Arizona, so we'll go back and forth. We're not snowbirds by any chance, by any reason, but we do go back and forth. And I do my medical work with the Mayo Clinic out there, so we'll spend time here, we'll spend time there, and we'll spend time with friends.
So immediately, I know you split homes with you and Gloria do between Arizona and here. That's going to continue, Orion? Will we get to see you here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we're not going to move out there permanently because I enjoy the Midwest too much, and that's where I grew up. But I do enjoy Arizona and its agriculture and its scenery and everything else that goes with it. And we have not been out there, with one exception, since March because of the travel restrictions. But we did go out for a week in July to do the Mayo annual update. And it was the most unsocial week I have ever spent in Arizona. We didn't go to our favorite restaurants. We didn't go out to eat. We didn't go out with friends. It was just unsocial because the Mayo doctor said, probably not a good idea at your age to spend time with a lot of people. So we didn't do anything.
Corey, and I got a break here, but I do want to ask you, for so many of the people who would like to follow you, even though you'll be here for weeks and weeks and weeks, you know, till the end of the year, what is the best way to get in touch with you? People would like to do that?
I can give them my email, BigOSam, BigOSam@AOL.com.
BigOSam@AOL.com.
Big O' Sam, because that's what my grandkids called me when I was, when they were much younger, and I was much, much younger. So,
how about that? Well, thanks, Big O, for spending time on the show this afternoon, just thanks for what you've done for us as GN listeners and as a colleague for a few years, but more as listeners for many, many, many years. And
well, I thank congrats. You because it has been a pleasure and a privilege to work with the great people that have gone through these doors, going all the way back to Eddie Hubbard in the morning show and Franklin McCormick down to the present day with you and with our good people who are on the air, Bob, and I've worked with Roy Leonard, of course, so many great names.
So many folks. Thanks, Big O. I hope you get to enjoy.
We will.
Best to you and Gloria. I'll see you soon. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thanks. That's Big O, Orion Samuelson there. You heard. You can get in touch with them. Ask them questions. BigOSam@AOL.com.